That's right. And yet, while you just floated downstream 30 years ago, you have made it to 6 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford, and it is time for TARDIS Jukebox. I am the Doctor, going to be here for 2 hours, as usual, and we promise you absolutely no Christmas music. Instead, we'll start off with a little Alex Williams.
The habits of my heroes and the crazy of my family and my things. A rough case of Roman fever from a motel sickness I can't seem to shake. Well, I'm at the tail end of my 20s and I'm singing songs from 1969. Still young enough to know I'm getting old before my time.
TARDIS Jukebox would officially like to thank Gene on Scene for the Christmas cookies. I'll try and leave some for everybody else. All right, Town Mountain next.
On his beat, from the shine of Atlanta to the Ohio River, hear the cry out on freight, ain't we dying for this living, busting our backs all for Bregman's wage. High horse riders never been no friend, never been no friend at all. Sooner than later, change gonna find you. muddy water pushing through. I'll see the lines in the levee. What's a poor country boy to do? See the lines in the levee. Muddy water pushing through. Won't you awake now from your wildwood slumber? Days for the dreaming are done. Turn your eyes on the uncounted number. Burn that fire for the sun. Cast aside them thin dime burdens. No more to carry that curse. Ring it loud as the union bell. Here we are, man, do your worst. You better run for shelter. Will you wash away? Storms are churning out on the delta, and the rain's pouring down. And see the lines in the levee. What's a poor country boy to do? See the lines in the levee. But I wanna push through.
Take a year in your hand. You can find another man. Let your unloved parts get loved. And I will be. Me the way I love you. river we will wade. Love me the way I love you. Love me the way I
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Wilson, Smells Like Smoke. And now here's the specials on WMFO.
Linval Goldin, born 1951, Mendes, St. Catherine, Jamaica. You know, Sir Winston Churchill shout across the Western Islands. He said, come, help us rebuild this country devastated by war. And so anyway, my father set sail upon the Windrush, bound retailer by trade. And so this could be the possibility of all possibilities. But no, there is no cloth to stitch. Instead, you know, if I work in a steel foundry, pouring hot metal day and night, day and night. And even worse, you know what I mean? Him trying to find a room to rent. This was becoming a nightmare for him. Him knocking door after door after door. But the sign in the window keeps saying the same thing. No dogs, no Irish, no blacks. Welcome to England. I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to preach to you. I just want to reach out. My father shouted across to Jamaica. Son, he said, come join me. So I set sail on a ship called the Askena. When I reached Southampton on a cold winter's night, why I was freezing, I wanted to tell the captain to just take me back to Jamaica. But no, I was here to stay. So my father sent me to a school, Linden Road School in Gloucester. I remember the first playtime. A boy shot across to me. Oi, you black bastard, come here. I said, what? He said, come here, you black bastard. I still couldn't believe it. I says, what? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Why, welcome to England. I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to preach to you. I just want to reach out and say, in 1994. Move again. The land of the free, the home of the brave, the United States of America. And there I was, just walking along in the sun, minding my own business. Such a beautiful day, man. When I remember, I had to buy a watch for my sister's birthday. But why, eventually I found this store. As I walked through the door, this woman in the store shouted at me. What are you doing here, you goddamn nigga? I said, I'm just trying to buy a watch for my sister. When she heard my accent, she said, oh, you're not from here. You're not one of them. One of them, I said. You mean me being black? Well, ma'am, let me tell you something, right? I am black. Is that all you see? The color of my skin? In England, they call you a black bastard. In America, they call you a goddamn nigger. Why, welcome to my world. But I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to preach to you. I just want to reach out and say, black lives matter.
Censorship is about form, not function.
Hideous discoveries and monstrous crime always happen at the Christmas time. Say, hideous discoveries and monstrous crime, they always happen at the Christmas time. For the old year murders and atrocity was the new year's serious calamity.
Watch out, Trinidad, those seven skeletons that the workman found in that yard.
the Christmas festivity was the New Year double catastrophe, when a man and a woman on the ground was found with blood stains upon the ground. The husband was arrested, but they were too late, for the poison he drank sent him to the gate.
Patch up Trinidad, those servants get it done that the workmen found in that yard. Population went wild when in the savannah they found the child. The hair was auburn and complexion pink, which placed the watchman in the mood to think, how can a mother despise and scorn little angel that she has born?
That was more sad than the seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard. While the workmen, they were digging the ground, the grinning skulls of human beings they found, feet together and head east and west. Number five was a watchman among the rest. Number six had the hands and the feet on the chest, and number seven, the mysterious guest.
That shocked Trinidad, those seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard.
Thank you.
TARDIS Jukebox on WMFO. Younger from Steve Wynn at 626. Now it's First Aid Kit.
What has jealousy and hate ever done for you but remind you of what you think you lack? So give me love.
Now TARDIS Jukebox picks up the pace, or the volume a little bit, at least. Starting with Arete, Pandemonium.
Done.
I don't need to sometimes. Dime donde está. Next on Tardy's Jukebox, the doctor brings you into danger. That's Harvey Danger and Flagpole Sitter.
Fingertips have memories, my can't forget the curse.
You know, we've been playing a lot of newer music tonight. We're going to put an end to that soon, but here's a couple more. First, Brianna Barbara, Landslide.
I've got a romance with ruin, and we're only horses. I've had enough of these cosmic divorces. You know in the end that we only end up on our own. Just that I can't seem to get it going. I hope you know what you're doing. You don't know what you're asking. I've got a romance with ruin, and we're only modern dancing.
I don't know. I don't listen to radio much or follow playlists. I don't know if things are popular, but some should. That was Caitlin Rose and Modern Dancing. This is David John Morris. I don't know if it should be popular, but I like it.
Above my door, my heart leapt up. When I saw it had been a long time since someone did that for her, so I pinned a leaf and perhaps some hopes to yours. This feels sassy and sentimental. Sadness inside, found a poem tucked and it took me on a ride. Swept out to a party by a swift and sudden tide. You weren't at the table, but I'd like to play you. Look up to the stars and then back to the tide pool. In the ice of certainty, you have a knack for surprising me. Somehow I thought I knew it all. Somehow you disenthrall me and enthrall me all. Swinging through the trees, feeling pretty loose and drunk on the breeze. Saffron and sass, looking for the tease. The creases by my eyes, a cheerful memory. Feeling hairy and half forgotten. Somewhat lonely and somewhat besotten. Certainty, you have a knack for surprising me. Somehow I thought I knew it all. Somehow you disenthrall me and enthrall me.
A soldier, but him that would live better fly.
The Kingston Trio.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Original soundtrack of South Pacific, Carefully Taught. And now some Merle Haggard, bringing us up towards 7.
It moved away to some town in California called San Something, somewhere close to East L.A. Don't think finding her was easy, 'cause something sure had changed my Tulsa girl. But I came here to show my love and try to understand her crazy world. I was thrilled because she greeted me with joy and was glad she still remembered well enough to know some old Shakota boy. And I'd heard about those sugar cubes before I ever came to find her there. I was glad to be accepted, even though I've known his big time and his square. I'm just big time and his leaning post, someone she can turn to now and then. And he says I'm people, and his friends don't question. Square John knows his big time and his friend. Wish sometimes I feel happy through and through. And I always find excuses for anything my Annie wants to do. We don't agree on nothing, but I'll be danged if we don't make a pair. My friends call her hippie, and her friends call me big time Annie Square. I'm just big time Annie's leaning post, someone she can turn to now and then. Annie says I'm people, and Annie's friends don't question. Where John known his big time and his friend.
6:59 on TARDIS Jukebox. I'm the Doctor. That was Big Time Annie's Friend. Indeed. I like that. I do.
I can't conceal it.